So if anybody's ever got an interest in learning how to play the banjo, I did this thing where I had a friend of mine. I taught lessons for many years. I taught in a little music store for a long time. I started, like, you know, teaching banjo lessons and things and little classes and things like that when I was a young man. And I figured out a few things about how to help folks get over the initial sort of learning curve. And I made some videos that are just free on the YouTube if you want to take a look. How to learn how to play the banjo, and it assumes you don't even really know which end of the thing to hold or anything. It's like it fell from the sky or something. But if you got anyone that's interested in learning to play or is curious about how the banjo might work, there's I think there's 5 videos there that are, you can just take a look at and see. Got any interest in that? I'll give you a 20-second banjo lesson right now if you want to hear one. You know, ready? Doesn't take very long. You know, the weird thing that attracted me to the banjo when I was a kid was it never looked like those hand motions would make that sound. And I've been playing one for 40 years, and it still looks kind of really weird when your hand, it's like your, it doesn't look like, it looked like it's out of sync or something, you know. I never get tired of looking at this. It's like looking at some movie dubbed into a different language or something. It's like they're not saying that word or something. But here's the world's fastest banjo lesson. Assuming that A, the prerequisite has been met for the class, which is having a banjo of some in your hands or something. But what you can do is, if you take a melody that you always like to use, Wildwood Flower, for this demonstration, on account of most of the old time folks that know that Wildwood Flower. It's a little melody that you might whistle or would play with one finger on the piano, the melody, and it goes like this. You take a melody, you learn how to play it. It could be Happy Birthday or... Earlier in the evening, I quoted this song. I don't know if anybody caught that, but anyway, so the little melodies that you can play and things. So you take one, like I'll take the Wildwood Flower. It goes, the A section is... So that's the A section. I'm gonna play with one finger. Right? Then you just take this hand, and you don't have to wear these dog scratchers, but you can just use your fingers if you want to. And you just go boinga, boinga, boinga in the empty spaces in between. That's all you gotta do. And someone may ask, well, sir, how do you know which note to go boinga boinga on? And the answer is, it doesn't matter on account of it's tuned into the chord that you need to be in already. So you don't have to worry about that. So you just go, you play the melody like that. Then you get the boinga boinga going. Can you hear what in the heck I'm doing? I'm just boinga boinga in the plane. The melody's still in there. Hear what I'm doing? So that's all you gotta do. That's it. Give yourselves a round of applause for taking a banjo lesson. Taking your date to a banjo lesson. Story, like the fellers in my neighborhood, they can never figure out what the heck. I've been there in that neighborhood for almost 15 years, and they still can't quite figure out what the heck it is that I do. Because if you operate at the level that I'm at, I'm sort of like underground, 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 but I just work enough horizontally where I can make a living, you know, somewhat of a living or whatever. I have to work really hard, you know, but I make records and travel around, do things that, you know, I don't know, but kind of underground. People don't really know about my work so much unless you're really into music, you know. And my mother, who's 86 years old, still can't figure this out. Like, why aren't you on TV? You're not on the radio. You're a complete failure. And it's like, well, I guess so, Mom. In a way, I guess I am. I don't know. I just keep at it, you know. It's all right. You ever seen that movie, Dogtown and Z-Boys? Take a look at that, Mom. It might inspire you. No, no. Anyway, she's kind. I'm not saying she's, but you know, there's just like that kind of, you know, it's sort of like that sort of mainstream kind of thing. It was like, you know, what in the heck are you doing? Why do you have this banjo? I remember one time I was, you know, you guys know Mark Graham, harmonica player, good friend of mine. We were practicing for a gig at his house in Seattle, and we were playing this furious banjo harmonica instrumental in his living room. And his little girl came in, who's about the size of one of these youngsters here, came in with her play date, and then the mom who brought the other kid in. And her mom walks into the house, and it's the middle of the day, and these two grown men are standing here in the middle of the day. Why aren't they at work? And so she says, "What do you do?" And Mark says, "He plays the banjo and I play the harmonica." And she flipped and turned around and walked out of the room. It was like, that's too weird for me to deal with. Anyway, so it's kind of a funny thing, you know. But I keep at it, you know. But. It's the banjo or something. Okay, it's time for another song. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you to finish the story about my neighbor. I forgot about my neighbor. So my neighbor, they figure he's got to be selling dope. He's got to be selling dope. That's all there is to it, you know. So he says, one day, he works at the mill in a little town, and he says, you know, he was talking to me across the fence. He borrowed a shovel, or I'd borrowed something or whatever, a post hole digger or something. He says, you know, I went to work the other day, and I passed by this window where you practice, and I got in my truck, and I heard you playing this little figure over and over. And I got in the truck and I drove to work, and I worked 10 hours, and I drove home, parked the truck, and walked right by your window, and you were still doing that same little lick 10 hours later. I said, that's right. That's my deal. It takes a lot of practice to work on this thing. So anyway, I'm used to it, but I think it must seem like nonsense to a normal person. I don't know. But anyway, I'm sticking with it. I'm 50 years old. I'm going the distance now. Shit, I can't quit now. I'd be really dumb to quit now. You know, it sucks. I'm still waiting to see what's going to happen. You know, like, no telling what'll happen now. Anyway, I appreciate you guys letting me come down here. And people in Portland are very supportive of my music, and they play some of my tracks on the radio and stuff like that. You guys have been really good to me. Thank you. A song called Bone is the name of this. And this came off a record called Pizza Box.